In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
As we have heard this week, the prophecies of the Old Testament about our Lord's passion and death are very detailed, almost exact. Resurrection, on the other hand, does not have such specific prophecies. Yet, as the readings of this vigil make manifest, all of the Old Testament was prefiguring this victory over death. Yet in the Old Testament, the Exodus plays a particularly emphatic role in pointing toward the resurrection of our Lord. Indeed, as in the Psalms and the prophets, it becomes the chief reference for all the works of God for his people. This is true even for the true Israel, the church here today. For countless centuries now, we have chanted Psalm 136, saying, "To him that smote Egypt and their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever, with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his mercy endureth forever." Indeed, it is our Lord who speaks of the Exodus at his own transfiguration in the Gospel according to St. Luke. There, Saints Peter, James, and John hear him speaking to Moses and Elijah about his own Exodus. The Exodus that our Lord spoke of to those great saints of old is his own Exodus from life, from death to life. The Exodus that we remember here tonight. And it is so fitting that in the Exultet, we use that same imagery and say that this is the night of the Exodus. This passage from death to life is the central theme of the Exodus. In Egypt, the people of God suffered brutal slavery and the death of their newborn sons. It is from this that God rescues them. Furthermore, in the last plague of the dead was visit every house in Egypt. It was only the blood of the Passover lamb which caused the angel of death to not visit the people of God. This points to the blood of the true Lamb of God, the Lamb who died but now lives, which saves us from death. The blessed Martin Luther uses this imagery in his great Easter hymn. "Our door bears thy bloody trace. Faith holds it up before death's face. The slayer cannot harm us." It is our crucified Jesus and his precious life-giving blood that has victory over death, so that we can always hold up that sacred blood in the face of death and not fear. This blood that vanquishes death is the blood of our living, resurrected Lord. This theme of going through death to life reaches its climax at the Red Sea. There the people of God have deadly waters on one side and hard-hearted Pharaoh and his host on the other, seeking to destroy them. Yet the Lord makes a path through the waters so that the people of God walk on dry ground, as even then the army of Pharaoh is drowned and dies. There God leads his church from death to life. This amazing victory, this exodus wrought by God, leads Moses to sing the oldest song in the Old Testament, the Cantus Domini, sung that night in which the people of God passed through the Red Sea waters. This mighty doxology leads us all to sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. This is all the more true for us gathered here this night of nights, this night of our Lord's triumphant and glorious resurrection. Tonight our Lord has thrown death and hard-hearted Satan and all his hosts into the depths. Tonight our Lord is our strength and our song. Tonight he has become our salvation. Yet the joy of that exodus could not be contained, and Moses' sister Miriam joins with all the women, magnifying the praise of our Lord with her song, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." The venerable Lutheran exegete Valerius Erberger writes about this song. "Pause here, dear heart, and contemplate the Miriam of the New Testament, the most blessed Virgin Mary. For every circumstance in the life of Jesus Christ has its foundation and foreshadow in the Old Testament. Behold the wonder of how everything fits together so perfectly. Earlier, Miriam had carried the Redeemer of the Israelites, Moses. Our Mary carried the Redeemer of the world, Jesus Christ. She also took him to Egypt when he was young, just as Miriam took Moses to Pharaoh's daughter. Miriam contains the name of sorrow. The same goes for our Mary. For Mary and Miriam are the same name. Whoever will carry the Redeemer of the world in his heart and mouth will have to suffer sorrows enough. No sooner had God done wonders to his people and begun to help the Israelites than Miriam instantly broke out in song. Likewise, no sooner had Jesus been conceived and the work of mankind's redemption begun than Mary too broke out in song. Miriam sang the first hymn of the Old Testament. Mary sang the first hymn of the New Testament. Yet this exodus of our Lord from death to life is not a passage, a journey that he takes alone, but he shares it with all his people, all who go through the waters of baptism. St. Paul explains it in this way in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. The exodus of old prefigures the true baptism we have in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is in the waters of holy baptism that we die with our Lord and are buried and that we also are raised with him so that we can walk in newness of life. In baptism, we are joined into the exodus of our Lord from death to life. As the blessed Martin Luther alludes in that baptismal prayer we just heard, baptism rescues us from hard-hearted Satan and his hosts, whom we have rejected with all his works and all his ways. Through this water that kills and brings life, we are rescued from bondage to sin and given a new life in the presence of God, journeying ever closer to the eternal bliss, the true promised land. Maybe the best term for this feast of feasts is the Pascha, for these are the great Paschal mysteries. This is the one true Passover, completed, doing away with the old. Or as St. John Damascene leads us to sing, the Passover of gladness, the Passover of God. Here is the true supper of remembrance of the true exodus from death to life that our Lord made for us. Indeed, in this meal, the Lamb comes for us to eat, but he is not dead, but he is alive, as his holy living body and his precious life-giving blood are given to us to give us not only the forgiveness of sins, but life and eternal salvation. How can we not but joy with Moses and Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and Saint Mary Magdalene, Saint Peter and Saint John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, indeed joining all the hosts of heaven, and all who, having died in baptism, and died from this veil of sorrows, now have life in Christ. How can we but join with this mighty host in singing with them the eternal songs of victory and endlessly praise Jesus and bless Jesus and worship Jesus and glorify Jesus and give thanks to Jesus? This song of victory will continue from now into the life eternal won for us by our Lord. Let us conclude with a prayer the Venerable Valerius Herberger used to conclude the passage quoted above. O Lord Jesus, it is a wonder of wonders that the name of your precious Mother Mary and her beautiful Magnificat should have its foundation and foreshadowing in the Old Testament, yea, that every word that she would sing should be indicated beforehand. Grant grace that I too may desire, after the example of these two pious Marys, to worship you with beautiful gifts of praise, that I may make a lovely prelude to eternal life. Then, when you have thrown all the ungodly into the fire of hell on the last day, and brought your church by the blessed road to eternal life, as you once brought the Israelites dry-footed into freedom, there shall resound to you another and eternal Alleluia, a ceaseless canticle of praise, a Magnificat of sweetest intonation. Amen. It is my joy to greet you in my mother's tongue. Gladius. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.